Happy Friday. Here is your WSIU Almanac. I'm Kevin Boucher. 67 years ago today, explorers New Zealand's Edmund Hillary and Nepal's Tenzing Norgay became the first people to climb to the top of Mount Everest. Locally, the Shawnee Alliance, the Social Services Division of the Shawnee Health Service, has emergency assistance funds available for those over 60 who have been impacted by COVID-19. To learn more, just call 985-8322. Plans are in the works to make a movie about General John A. Logan, and if you would like to be on the crew or the cast, just send an email to davedanielson.producer@gmail.com. And if you didn't catch all that, just see our website. And now, here with our astronomy feature, since today is Friday, here is Cheryl Ernst.
Our night sky in May finds us balanced between the disappearing stars of winter and the rise of the summer stars by midnight. At dawn, the stars of autumn are already starting to speckle the eastern sky. Low in the sky, as night arrives, is the tiny yet obvious constellation of Corvus, the Crow. Corvus is a trapezoid-shaped. Its two northernmost bright stars point upward to the bluish-white bright star Spica, the brightest star in the sprawling constellation Virgo. Below Corvus are the western coils of Hydra, the water snake, the sky's largest constellation, and the horizon-skirting constellation Centaurus, the Centaur. Facing north, we see the Big Dipper, hindquarters of the Great Bear Ursa Major, upside down, pouring its contents out onto the ground. Drawing a line through the two stars at the end of the Big Dipper's bowl and extending that line northward brings us to the star known as Polaris, at the end of the Little Dipper's handle. Polaris is the North Star, the star closest to the North Celestial Pole, around which all of our other stars seem to revolve. Due to the way that the Earth's axis of rotation wobbles, however, Polaris is moving away from the North Celestial Pole. In 14,000 years' time, the brilliant bright giant star Vega will be our North Star.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for the 29th day of May. Have a good weekend.